With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A legislative committee today has agreed to sponsor two bills in the next legislative session related to air ambulance service in Montana.
I think this is good legislation because no one likes it.
That's Senator Tom Facey, a Missoula Democrat, backing the bills that aim to keep Montanans from getting huge surprise bills for medical air transport. The problem arises when someone gets a ride in an air ambulance that's not part of their insurance network, something that's not always easy to figure out, even for the doctors or hospitals that call them. North Dakota's recent attempt to regulate air ambulances was rejected by the courts because it conflicts with federal laws on air service. Facey says Congress has failed to respond to state needs, and he hopes Montana's new bills will motivate them.
The point needs to be made to Congress that this is an issue.
The Bipartisan Economic Affairs Interim Committee agreed unanimously to sponsor the bills. A representative of America's Health Insurance Plans said the bills would potentially destroy the networks that insurance companies put together to try to help keep health care costs down. The U.S. government will decide if federal protections are needed for a small fanged predator of the Northern Rockies, along with seven other species across the country. Deadlines for decisions to be made over the next several years were detailed in a legal settlement today. The Center for Biological Diversity has sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in March after officials missed previous decision deadlines, sometimes by years. One of the first species to be decided on by October 2017 is the Northern Rockies fisher. With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Northwest and West Central Montana are currently under a red flag fire weather warning. National Weather Service meteorologist Dave Noble says the warning is in effect from 3 o'clock this afternoon through midnight.
There's going to be a line of showers and thunderstorms that develop later today, and some strong winds, especially out ahead of the line, and that could be a problem for fire weather concerns today.
Don't expect much rain today. Noble predicts the valleys may only get a few sprinkles at most. Areas directly under the storms could get up to a tenth of an inch, but any rainfall will move out quickly and probably won't soak the ground. Lightning could be another problem.
There could be some isolated scattered lightning strikes. It's going to be hot and very dry today. Some areas are going to be approaching the upper 90s, and probably we'll see some records being broken as well.
Noble says Missoula could set a record high temperature of 97 degrees today. Those predictions of hot temperatures, low humidity, scattered lightning, and powerful winds have fire officials on edge. Department of Natural Resources and Conservation spokesman Jordan Copen.
That just means that there's a high potential of fire spread. If the wind's going to kick up, and any ignition sources out there could really make something go really fast.
People are urged to be extremely careful with campfires, trailer chains, lawnmowers, chainsaws, and other power tools. You can find regular fire updates at mtpr.org. Wildlife advocates seeking to impose federal protections for the Arctic grayling in Montana say state efforts to improve conditions for the fish won't be enough to save it from the effects of climate change. The advocates, led by the Center for Biological Diversity, asked a federal judge today to reverse the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's decision in 2014 to not list the Arctic grayling as a threatened or endangered species. Arctic grayling are abundant in Alaska and Canada. In the lower 48 states, the fish can only be found in Montana's upper Missouri River drainages. The south entrance to Yellowstone National Park is reopened after being closed for more than a week because of a wildfire in neighboring Grand Teton National Park. Firefighters doused hot spots and cleared downed and dangerous burned trees along the highway that runs up the east side of Grand Teton and to Yellowstone's south entrance. The highway reopened overnight, and the Yellowstone Gate reopened at 7 o'clock this morning. Closing the entrance over the last week forced visitors coming up from the popular Jackson Hole area to take a detour that added about an hour of drive time to reach Yellowstone through Idaho and West Yellowstone, Montana. The fires in Yellowstone and Grand Teton remain active and continue to grow, but all major tourist attractions and roads in Yellowstone are open. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality is reporting that Thompson Falls' air quality was very unhealthy as of 5 p.m. The air quality in Hamilton is being called unhealthy for sensitive groups. Moderate conditions are being reported in Missoula, Frenchtown, and Bozeman. Police in Whitefish say they shot and killed a mountain lion after a family was too scared to get out of the car because the animal would not leave their yard. The Daily Interlake reports that Whitefish Police Chief Bill Dial says the mountain lion wasn't aggressive, but gave no sign of leaving after the family pulled into the driveway Sunday night. Dial says his officers decided to kill the full-grown female cougar after it became clear that the animal was not afraid of people. Dial says a habituated mountain lion could pose a danger to pets and small children. Police say the animal's body was given to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to be documented. A legislative committee today agreed to sponsor two bills in the next legislative session related to air ambulance service in Montana.
I think this is good legislation because no one likes it.
That's Senator Tom Facey, a Missoula Democrat, backing the bills that aim to keep Montanans from getting huge surprise bills for medical air transport. The problem arises when someone gets a ride in an air ambulance that's not part of their insurance network, something that's not always easy to figure out, even for the doctors or hospitals that call them. North Dakota's recent attempt to regulate air ambulances was rejected by the courts because it conflicts with federal laws on air service. Facey says Congress has failed to respond to state needs, and he hopes Montana's new bills will motivate them.
The point needs to be made to Congress that this is an issue.
The Bipartisan Economic Affairs Interim Committee agreed unanimously to sponsor the bills. A representative of America's Health Insurance Plans said the bills would potentially destroy the networks that insurance companies put together to try to help keep health care costs down. Wildlife officials have approved a hunt to kill 12 chronically diseased bighorn sheep in the Tendoy Mountains. The Montana Standard reports that the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Commission voted yesterday to approve the hunt that would begin September 15th. There's no limit to the number of licenses that will be sold. Licenses will cost $125 per resident and $1,250 per non-resident. This is the second hunt approved for the sick sheep. The wild sheep in the Tendoys southeast of Dillon have experienced major die-offs due to pneumonia twice in the last 25 years. Attempts to augment the population by bringing healthy sheep in have been unsuccessful. After this population is removed, officials plan to restock the area with healthy animals. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.